You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's that time again. Nick LaDuke on the chart. Yeah, all right. Three charts, 3 minutes from the lady with the Fibonacci's. You're right, Nick.
Are you sure you're not a singer? That was really good.
No, I'm pretty sure. And I'm pretty sure the people who live with me know I'm not a singer as well. So, yeah, I think that's confirmed. I don't think I need to go on to X Factor auditions to realise I can't sing very well. I'm always amazed by how deluded people are when they actually think they're, you know, they're the next big thing. And they go on stage and they couldn't be further from the next big thing, you know? And I think, hang on, is anyone giving you any judgments? You know, up until this time now, hasn't anyone told you you haven't got anything, you know, to make it big? It's amazing how people can exist in life. Isn't it amazing when you see the people that are that deluded, that it still exists and no one's told them, you know?
It's amazing. I think it's the new style of parenting. Yeah. When we were kids, our parents never did anything for us. Now, if you're a parent, you're a slave to your child. You drive it everywhere and nothing is too much for it.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, interesting happenings in the... in the cryptocurrency markets yesterday. I mean, is it? So what happened? What did the big drop happen in what?
Well, according to Coinbase, you know, there were lots of stories about an account being hacked and what. But one of the early investors in Ethereum decided to sell their stake. Quite a large stake, apparently worth about 30 million at market all at once.
Wow. And that tripped him in. And all of a sudden, then, yeah.
Who's traded stocks knows that's...
It's really odd that happening. Why would you do that? Why would you, unless he had just had nothing thought. But then that triggered the market, and everyone started selling. So people with stop losses in to sell, they were triggered. And that's an avalanche.
Just his selling produced a 30% drop, or 27% or 30% drop in the stock, in the price of Ethereum. But the problem is that since March, Coinbase have been allowing margin selling. So and they have a program. So automatically they will close your position out if your account goes to zero, because there are all these people buying Ethereum on margin. And you know, when it happens really quickly, there's no phone call from a margin clerk saying you need to deposit more money. They will just close your position when it goes through. So all these people who had bought Ethereum on margin and weren't even using stop losses were having their positions closed because of this had happened to them, and they'd lost their account had gone to zero, just so that Coinbase don't see losses. So that then triggered more selling, and that's what drove the price down.
Yeah, and I saw that Twitter that article linked to you. You sent an article about why it happened, and there's a feed of some Twitter users saying one guy lost $30,000, one lost $145,000. So it was nuts. One was just scared to look. He said, "I'm just scared to look how much I've lost."
I know.
And it's high risk, so can be high reward, but high risk definitely. Marvellous. Okay, let's move on to the stocks of the day. And we're looking at today, let's go with the Asia Met Resources. That's ARS, ticker, ARS, of course.
ARS, let's talk about ARS.
Let's talk about ARS, baby.
I've got one of those dodgy price fee charts.
Luckily, let me just check. Luckily, I think the the orders are back now. So we are getting volume again now. So it should be, but 3 days we don't have any volume on anything. But 4.2 pence is the price.
Okay, so we have been in a bit of a downtrend in a sell-off. I think, you know, Asia Met really has, since February, has been trading sideways at the highs and making a big wedge. And each of the swings lower, we've seen measured moves in them. And this 4.237 is down to sort of 4.09 is really interesting support for it to turn higher. I really like this to turn up. And the RSI is right down there on the lows. I'm looking for that to turn up too. And I think we should see another leg higher from here, at least back to the highs at 6, but I think higher than that.
You just said, I like to see another leg higher.
Leg higher.
Well, okay. I know you would. Ooh.
I mean, relative to the March move higher and relative to the move from the January, really, the January lows, I think we're going to see another leg to measure up to that one. So what do we need to see to say that we've bottomed? You know, the RSI is down there, but the 200 moving average, which is really the king on this chart, hasn't quite caught up. So that says to me that we're probably going to need another week or two sideways while that 200 moving average catches up. So you've got lots of time on this one. And I think the first close above a 20 moving average, or the first close back above those previous lows in the middle at 4.48, are a bullish trigger, and this is one to watch.
Lovely. All right, the next one is Nkondezi. This is the one you had to dabble with, and they had a couple of issues with funding and the project not happening as quickly as thought. They've just announced a loan today, so let's see where they are. Stock price is the moment. Oh, it's up 70%. That is nuts. Do you still hold any stock in this?
Yes, I don't, and I am absolutely gutted.
That is nuts.
Hashtag gutted.
Yeah,
so 4.8. I took some really nice profits, and then when it fell back, I was just watching. Yes. So. Gutted. Know what to say, really. Actually, if I bought it back here, I'm still below where the price where I got out, so it's not the end of the world.
Okay, well, it's almost like a relief rally, a lifeline here for finance there, because it was teetering on the edge, because I know they announced that one of their big Chinese partners, now they're not in exclusive talks with those, which didn't sound very good, and they had money issues. So now this is a bit of a relief rally here, but 70% is nuts. I can't load any of my charts at the moment, so I'll rely on you, Nick.
I can't get a live price on this one, but I do have some pretty good history. So at 5.01 is the 38.2 Fibonacci retracement, and just above that at 5.2 is the 200-day moving average. That's where we're going to have trouble. I think we'll tag that 200 moving average, because 38.2 levels are kind of messy, and only really if we get back above that 200 moving average are we going to say we've made a bottom. Remember, the first time back to the 200 moving average, you usually bounce off quite sharply. The support is going to be all the way back about 3.5. Trust me, I'm going to put an alarm there, because I do not want to miss this one again. So I will be looking to buy around 3.5.
Okay, marvellous. And the last one is Zenith Energy. They've released an update there on their wells, M195, M45 and M195 having a few issues here. So it's come off a bit. So at the moment, the price here on Zenith is was 15% down as I'm looking, but 7 pence it's at. What do you reckon?
So, you know, 7 pence is really important support. If you go right back to when this stock launched in
last year, not long ago.
The low, that 6.99 is the low when it launched. So this is really, really important support. And just above at 7.7 is the 61.8. Sometimes these fib levels are wobbly. I would really not like to see it go below 6.99. If it does, it's going to kind of drop into the abyss, and I think we don't see any really good support until 5. So
Okay. All right.
I would like to see a recovery not below 6.99 today in this stock, and then I think that there's a good chance of a bounce, at least back to 8.8, and potentially 10.04, which is the trend line from the highs, and a kind of nice fib pattern.
Marvellous. Okay, I said last year, it was actually the start of the year. It was January 11th. Yeah, cool. All right, Nick, thanks for that.
So that's kind of an important level. I do think that the buyers might come out there, you know, from that opening day low, so let's hope.
Yeah, okay. Marvellous stuff. Nick, thank you for that. And if you put the charts on the company pages and send me them too, I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.